Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So today's drive moment is brought to you by Khomutsomi. So guys, it's complicated. I have nothing to do with it. Who or what do we blame most when faced with the consequences of our actions? We've got a clip. It's a clip yakona itunyeling at 3 a.m. this morning.
Why do men say they're fighting demons when it's actually just consequences?
I'm fighting demons. Oh, bro.
Nah, it's just the consequences of your actions.
Yeah, bro.
We love a pity party. We love to say, this is the difference in men and women, yeah? When we get caught doing
sure.
Yeah. We love to be like, I can't control it. The devil is under my skin.
The devil is under my skin.
We all have excuses. I mean, remember last week when I was late for the meeting? My excuse was that I took the pills. I fell asleep.
Yes.
It is true, but I was still blaming
the pills.
I was still blaming the my responsibility is to be here on time, but I was still blaming the pills.
Something else.
I was saying to Andy, I see the question, but the question should be, when was the last time you blamed yourself for whatever that is happening in your life? Because you always shift the blame. I said to Andy, when was the last time you blamed yourself? Well, that there's no way in life I'm going to blame myself. There's always going to be something or someone that is responsible for my behavior in that consequence that has just happened. I'm like, no. When was the last time you stood there and like, as in, you're wrong?
Mm. If we look at every time, Rere, you're nyakoa. Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Nyakoa. And you start accounting, Hore. What role am I playing in my mugowo? You will be shocked at about the devil is responsible for 2%.
98.
Who?
It's you.
And if you
don't even bring out the devil in this thing, it's you.
Imagine, if you don't play bola on Sunday, you come to work fresh.
On Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But if you play bola, how can I? It didn't work. Did the bola come? Plus, you know, we do things and we are shy to take accountability. That's why our society is so unaccountable.
So it's like me and Skumba, we are adults, no pasan in it. And then we just disappear for a weekend.
Yes.
When I come back around, pasan, you wanna if.
Yes.
And the same thing, they. Instead of blaming you, they blame Upasan.
Yeah.
To say,
true.
Jabo to hambo hamba no ban. Ujo hamba no pasu. Aga hambi loy.
Every time I hambi no pasan wena, uzalanga makes
me. You're not blaming the real person here, which is me.
Yeah. So it's like the conversation that we had the other day when someone was saying that if I have a fight with my partner and I tell my family, I will forgive my partner, but my family won't forgive.
That's right.
I'm so
and it's
I'm an adult, ne?
Such a bad habit, and we have learned it. If there's a thing that we've mastered, it's dodging responsibility and accountability, and we keep passing it down. Because I'm sure Elbazodi Baruna did the same thing.
Of course,
it was something either than them that put us in what situation. So it will be interesting to see if today we have people that are accountable.
The look on your face,
you're excited, yes.
Yo.
When was the last time you took like uti yimi?
Kalori kandla ne.
Yigule mess because of me.
0636880959. It's Khomutso's thing.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Who or what do we blame most when faced with the consequences of our actions?
Mina, I don't recall blaming myself. I constantly make sure ukuthi nje there's somebody engimblame for anything engiyenzayo. I never take accountability ukuthi yazini le yenze yimi. How dare I do that to myself? Siyazi kunesimuntu ongiphushelele lapho and yazini ne temptation ka Satan ngiyayiblame nje. Yeah. Ngihlezi nje ngiblame either somebody or Satan long amas go to Namabondo or Numsin. But I never played myself.
Hey, you see today's topic, Banung, you are touching me in my studio. Because yeah, this is basically life choices, you know? It comes back to life choices. You look at your life and you just look at where you are, and yeah, it's all about life choices, man. Damn, guys.
For me, I would say some decisions are taken when you are intoxicated. So booze, definitely. It would be responsible. I'm not saying I want to blame booze for everything, but it does. You get to have that liquid courage and then do things, I guess. Definitely booze.
I mean, I blame the person that I was doing a favor to when I got myself into trouble or when I took a bad decision. You blame my way. So I blame you.
Heaven. These adults.
These are adults, ne?
Yeah.
Super adults.
Yeah.
As in him better wrong la. We're blaming alcohol.
Yeah.
We're blaming our siblings. We're blaming the situation. We're blaming the weather.
Mamela, if I'm late, it's the robots that are not synchronized that are putting me in that mess.
It's not you.
No.
It's never you.
No, I could have left 2 minutes earlier than I did, but I didn't.
Okay,
so
let's,
it must be.
Let's ask the one with a very sharp tongue.
Mm-hmm. Nyati.
Who or what do you blame when faced with consequences
of your own actions?
Well, when was the last time you said, Yazin, I end a war wrong?
Never.
Yeah.
Because have you met me? No, but I don't know. I try to take I think I'm an introspective person. I think. Some of those around me will have a different opinion. And so often I will kind of retrace my steps, really, and see what's okay.
After a while.
After a minute.
You will not admit immediately, ne?
No, that's very hard. Yeah. That's very hard. Especially in a context where, you know, got a point to prove.
Mm. Well, why is it hard?
Because have you met me? Because I mean, yeah, it's difficult.
I always blame the fact that I'm a breadwinner.
I've got
too much on my plate. Nobody ever comes through for me.
You know?
It's always me saving everybody. That's me.
Even when you're late for work, ne?
Absolutely. If my brother had woken up early and let the kettle out quickly, I wouldn't have had to shout at him. And then I would have been on time for work.
Even when you're in a foul mood.
Yes.
Yes. It is all of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't. You're right.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So our drive moment, which was brought to you by Khomotso at 3 a.m. this morning. Who or what do we blame most when faced with the consequences of our actions?
Time. If there's anything at all that I take accountability for, is choosing my ex and baby daddy. I beat myself about it every day, but I have came to the acceptance of Uti. Yim engakomislima. Yimi engachusa this person to be in my life when there was plenty of 1,000 guys.
Yay.
And I just chose this one. And now I am suffering the consequences of my actions because every day is a struggle. So yeah. I think I do take accountability.
Mina, I always try, let me take accountability, especially if something so I might as well in his base. My husband, guys, yonke into e wrong, endlini noma somewhere. You mean, uplema mina. Sometimes I even beat him to it. But mat, ipi in ngithi ay angithi uthembi uzoyazi. Because him oplenywayo, him I blame person.
Mina, my wife always blames me. Dishes in the sink. Laundry was wet because of rain. Oh, I didn't take it off the washing line. It's me. Not Yena when she was hanging the laundry and watching the clouds gather for me. No, that's not what happened. So, Mina self, I am a walking, blame game. It's tough to swallow.
No. The day I blame myself, good day, but I blame my grandmother to choose my grandfather to have all this generation who's a figure of my mommy. So, Jamina, hi, Gim Surangi, Angaziluto, it's no longer, but he's going king at a corner. I blame that person who is going in king. I don't blame myself. I don't know. Hi, Angali, never.
Guys, this is a dilemma.
It's a serious problem.
That these adults.
No one is taking responsibility.
And no shame to send a voice note.
And say, it's not me.
It must be the universe conspiring against me. Because how is this happening to me?
Sure. At least that other one says, you know, she's the one who chose that stupidity of her baby daddy.
Yeah. You That's know, great when, accountability.
When there's other great guys like I was Kumbanabo Clan.
Oh,
she just chose
I don't keep
that, one,
Yo,
that one.
No. Kitty Chupeti, let's say too. I mean,
top of
you would still be blaming yourself. No. No.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
You take responsibility for your action. You kaya family. Ning truly lege mina namhlanje. Ni send another voice note. Komuso says, yo, maybe there's even bigger things that you guys are not even telling us. As in cool.
I normally blame being late for work on my daughter that, you know, she has a problem waking up. Like, what's the good Isa? She'll ask for 5 minutes, you know. But now she's away for holidays. And guess what?
Yeah,
this morning I was 10 minutes late and she was not around. So I guess I'm the problem.
Yo, guys, I'm going through a lot right now when my husband and his family blame me for him not proceeding or succeeding in his career as much as he thought he would. He thought by now he would be far with his career. However, God has other plans. In the meantime, I've moved way beyond my imagination in terms of my career. I've gotten promotions, I've gotten salary adjustments and all of that. So now I'm being blamed. Now I'm the one that took his blessings. He even moved out. Like, I'm literally like the devil, according to them. Because why am I the only one succeeding?
Me, I'm very comfortable with blaming myself. Hey, I will even say, like, have pep talks with myself, Kuti. When things don't pan out the way I anticipated, I'll be like, I agree to what I don't agree to, you know? Like, NJ, I'm very number one in blaming myself. Sometimes my therapist have to tell me, Kuti, dude, not everything is in your control. So you cannot be taking on responsibilities that are not your own.
You basically look yourself in the mirror and blame yourself. And then what about that lady who's succeeding?
And the family is like, no, our son was supposed to be the
one.
The way we play God. How did they know that the son was going to be successful?
When?
Where was it written?
But the fact that he moved out.
They're playing God.
So he also believes that his parents are telling the truth. So is this a case of this guy saying, okay, I want to go and study, and the wife says, no, but you can't. We have to do A, B, C, D. There's no budget.
No. I'm focusing on the part where he's moving out. Move out, we happy.
La, successful. And how can be successful?
Like, it doesn't make
it's
sense.
It's going to be their problem.
It doesn't make sense if you move out. And then the Mundochi Uganda unsuccessful sale ending. And you're right. And sometimes your life does not go the way you plan it.
No.
Yes.
Most times, Skumba. Most times, there's a saying, Yaure, when we make plans, God laughs at us. Because most times, things that you think are going to work out the way they don't.
Guess who's the trained actor in that house, Yagashop? Who did?
What do you mean?
She's an actress.
Yeah.
Guess who's acting?
Oh, wow. You mean she went to school, Yahuba, an actress?
And like, is that in
So, what's up, Malak?
Malak. I knew.
Devil. Diabolos.
I love it when that woman says, God had his plans. I'm the one who's successful.
Absolutely. And a girl, continue pushing, continue being successful. It will sort itself out, honestly. I don't know which way it's going to go.
Drive
959 with Glenn.
Komuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.